Support for The Common comes from Bluey's Big Play. Join Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili in their first ever live stage show, a fun-filled show made for the whole family at the Box Center Wang Theater, May 18th and 19th. Tickets at boxcenter.org. Support for The Common comes from the law firm of Davis Malm. Whether you're a private business, a public company, a municipality, a nonprofit, or in-house counsel, their business attorneys help achieve your short and long-term goals. DavisMalm.com, DavisMalm.com.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, which means this Wednesday is a Friday, and the second day of our two-part Thanksgiving cooking series with Dorchester's Comfort Kitchen. Today's recipe comes from Comfort Kitchen's principal bartender and bar manager, Danamichi Turan. He came by the studio to share one of their signature drinks that should work great alongside your Thanksgiving meal.
So today we're going to be making one of our classic cocktails. It's called the Dream Street, featuring sorrel, which is hibiscus liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be doing the spirited version.
Okay.
Daryl will be making the free-spirited version.
Yep.
With the non-alcoholic version of sorrel.
Inclusive sips for the people.
Yes, of course, of course. We're going to follow that up with a little bit of fresh lime juice, some homemade coconut syrup, and then a little bit of orange curacao for myself. And then for Daryl, he'll be using fresh-squeezed orange juice.
Love it. Love it. Now, the orange juice, the lime juice, and the coconut milk, those are pretty easy to find.
Yes, 100%.
Where can people find the sorrel?
So for the sorrel, you can find it at any of your local liquor stores, Fernandez Brothers. You can get it at Total Wine. You could also find it at Blanchard's as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. All right, well, let's get into it. What's step one?
All right, step one. So we're going to take our sorrel.
Okay.
For you, sir, you will be doing 2 ounces. I will be doing 3 ounces.
All right, so 2 ounces
like
into
so.
A shaker.
Boston shaker, to be exact.
We got the Boston shakers today. You could do these in a regular shaker, right?
And then yeah, of course.
And now?
Now we're going to follow that up with 1 ounce of coconut.
An ounce of coconut. Now I'm imagining this coconut is giving a lot of body to the drink.
Oh, yeah, of course. It gives a nice mouthfeel, full-bodied, velvety for myself. Same
so wait,
thing.
Is that coconut milk or coconut puree?
It's a fusion of both fresh coconut milk and cane sugar.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And now?
Now we're going to follow that up with 1/2 ounce of fresh lime juice.
Getting that citrus bite.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That sounded amazing.
Yep.
Might need to use that as a ringtone. I don't know.
Ooh.
And then you're going to follow that up with 1/4 ounce of fresh orange juice.
Here we go. Boom.
Now we're going to take some of our ice, fill up the shaker.
All right, boom.
Seal that baby up.
All right, this is my first time using the Boston shaker, by the
way. You know, just shake it like you're doing bachata, you know, a little 1-2, a little 1-2.
Okay.
Now what you're going to do right here on the side,
yep,
you're going to just lightly tap it, crack that seal. Once you hear that pop, there you go, perfect.
And you strain it out into a champagne coupe.
Yes, sir. Like so.
All right. Oh, that looks nice.
That color's beautiful, right?
Yeah. Like a light purple.
And then we're going to garnish it with one of these beautiful, we're going to call them a pansy. I'm sure there's a other technical name for it, but.
So it's a yellow flower. That's pretty.
And there we go.
Cheers.
Cheers, my friend.
Man, that's good.
That's Christmas in a glass, man.
Yeah. It gives me like a sweet, fruity type of like a yogurt feel.
Yes, yes.
Got that tangy in there, mm-hmm. The tanginess from the lime juice And then you got the heaviness from the coconut. Mm-hmm. You got the sweetness from the sorrel. It all comes together and it makes something that's really nice and smooth. It's not overly yogurty, right?
No, but not at all.
It's got that tang but and you that get body that, to it.
Yep, 100%. Yeah. So that's definitely what we wanted to aim for with making this. Mm-hmm. We wanted to pair the hibiscus, which also has like very subtle notes of ginger as well. So it has that little spice on the back end.
Yeah.
Kind of round that out with the coconut, give it that sweetness. Again, give it that velvety full body feel. And then we wanted to give it that tang with the lime juice. And then for the free-spirited people out there, we're using the orange juice to kind of help accentuate that mm-hmm. and bring that full circle.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Bandit and Chili are coming to a theatre near you.
Do you want to play musical statues with us?
Join the Healers in their first ever live stage show, Bluey's Big Play.
Look, Mom, Dad's playing with us.
A fun-filled show made for the whole family. It's Bluey brought to real life. Book now for Bluey's Big Play. We can't wait to see you there.
A gruesome scandal at the nation's most prestigious university shines a light on a macabre and lucrative world of buying and selling human remains.
Human body parts taken by a manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and then sold to customers online.
So my first skull is right there on the top shelf. That's my first and my favorite.
I'm reporter Allie Jarmani, and this story raises some tough questions. How should we treat the dead? And who gets to decide?
There should be some middle ground where we treat deceased tissues differently than we treat old refrigerators.
This is Postmortem, the Stolen Bodies of Harvard, a new season of WBUR's Last Scene. Listen and follow Last Scene wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with more from Dan Amici Turan of Comfort Kitchen. How did you come up with this?
Me and the other half of our beverage program, Kaisha Davenport, major shout out to her.
Shout out.
We were actually just sitting at home one summer. We were doing an event for Ujima. Mm-hmm. And we had to come up with a couple of cocktails. And she came up with one. I came up with one. We were just in the kitchen, just doing a lot of research and development, going back and forth. And what had happened was we started with the sorrel, we came across the lemon, we added some orange curacao as well as some Creole shrub. Mm-hmm. And the entirety of the drink was very flat. It didn't have that body.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like looking around like, yo, what can I use? Like, what can we do here? I didn't want to add any more sugar because sorrel as it is already sweet enough. And yeah. I'm like, I don't want something that's overly sweet and tastes really touristy.
And kind of ruins the flavor of the drink.
Exactly. And it takes away from the complexity and all those mm-hmm. layers. So I happened to look in the fridge and we had some coconut syrup. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to work. But I added a quarter ounce and I'm like, all right, we might have some here. Add a little bit more. Okay, we're getting there. A little bit more and... Now we got the Dream Street.
And this is how you approach all the drinks on the menu at Comfort Kitchen, where you kind of have a sense of play to it.
Of course. We like to have that freedom where, we don't necessarily want to go back to the classics. For us, we like to stick to the roots and things that speak more to our culture mm-hmm. and our ancestors and kind of give life to those and breathe life into those. And, it feels more inclusive in the culture for us.
Yeah. And I love that. The names tell a story, right?
Yes.
Welcome to Dream Street.
Yes. When it comes to me making cocktails, I'm like the worst when it comes to names.
Yeah.
It's always like something I put on the back burner until like the 13th hour. Kai and I were sitting there trying to figure out, all right, well, what are we going to call it? We can't just call it like a daiquiri because that's too plain and simple, even though technically this would be a more tropical take on your traditional daiquiri. Mm-hmm. And we were reading a book by Tracy Elam Walker, who was mm-hmm. also a Roxbury native. And it tells the story of a street that is very much community oriented, mm-hmm. Full of love, full of joy, full of ambition and warmth that we always strive to have in our communities, especially for our kids when they're coming up.
Yep.
And the generations that follow after them. And when I saw the name, I'm like, Dream Street. And I thought of the connection between Tracy and I. I'm like two Roxbury natives. I'm looking at the color of the book, which is also purple, and I'm looking at the drink, and I'm like, it's a no-brainer. It has to be the Dream Street.
Yeah, yeah. To that point, the first time I went to Comfort Kitchen and had the pleasure of sitting with you and watching you do your thing, I actually got a little history lesson from one of your drinks. I believe it was a special drink. It was a drink that was not on the menu.
Yes, it was.
So I appreciate that.
We kept that in the vault.
And it was named after a black inventor who's from Massachusetts.
Yes.
Talk to us about that just to give folks a sense of how y'all think about your drinks.
Yeah, of course. So again, over at Comfort Kitchen, we love to highlight the history, the very rich history of Boston as a whole. And the drink that you actually had that day was called the Louis Latimer, named after the man himself. He was a Chelsea native. He played a huge part in the development and the light bulb, specifically the improvement to the carbon filament that's used in light bulbs. He also helped to make them more cost efficient. Yes.
That's fascinating. And yeah, that blew my mind. And plus, it was a hell of a drink. So thank you for that.
Appreciate you.
Okay, Dan Amici, before we go.
Yes.
I just want to give people one more tip as it relates to this drink. What would you pair this with? What kind of food would you pair this with?
For me, this would go delicious with, sorry, shameless plug, our jerk roasted duck at Comfort Kitchen. It is phenomenal. It plays very nicely off of the spices that we use in our jerk marinade. It also goes really good with our Jamaican rice and beans, which, hint, hint, also uses coconut milk in it.
Right on.
So it goes hand in hand.
So a good jerk dish, you know, just in case you can't make it to Comfort Kitchen, because listen, folks, they're busy right now. They booked up. They're getting, you know what I mean? Yo, Dan Amici, thank you so much for coming through to The Common and sharing your expertise and sharing this recipe with us. I am sure many of our listeners would appreciate this. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
That's principal bartender and bar manager at Comfort Kitchen, Dan Amici Tehran. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. Listen, folks, we are taking the day off for Thanksgiving Thursday and Friday. But don't worry, we will be back on Monday with our regular show. And if you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. Send us a picture of your Thanksgiving Day plates. We want to see how you're eating out there. And now, it is that time for me to let you know that The Common is produced by Caitlin Harrop and Franny Monahan. It's mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vitkus. And it's edited by Samantha Joshi and Ben Brock Johnson. And our theme music is Me from Hisu. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I will talk to you soon.